Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Word on the street.
On the street.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag 959 Breakfast.
The way you were going on about Rihanna, you're going to be very happy that she's back in the news, making headlines for all the right reasons.
Music. And
that
she's in studio.
Music.
Yeah!
Ah!
Yeah!
Yeah, well, let's take it easy.
Sorry,
let's not get too excited, though.
Yeah, sorry,
because
that was
she's
loud.
Coming back to headline the Super Bowl halftime show in February. Now, you know, that's a big event.
Oh, yeah.
Musically, in the U.S., you haven't made it till you've done, you know, the Super Bowl. You've done the halftime show.
Yeah.
And yeah, the NFL has got a deal with Apple Music as the primary sponsor of the halftime show, replacing Pepsi, which have been at it for decades. And yeah, man, this is her first time she returns on stage since 2018 when she performed at the Grammys. And her most recent album. I don't know if it sounds weird saying recent is Anti, and that was dropped when Rihanna.
Yeah, man, ages ago. So please forgive me for losing my cool so wretchedly.
Mm.
You know how the Beehive loses their minds over Beyonce? I'm like that over Rihanna. Like literally the clock stops over Rihanna.
Mm.
Everything about her, everything that she embodies, everything that she stands for. I'm a huge believer of like liberate thyself and live your life as best as you know how outside of the constraints of public opinion, societal, industry standards, and she's such a free spirit. I love her.
I get why you love her.
She's so beautiful.
That's why a lot of gents weren't happy when she was pregnant with ASAP Rocky's kid, because she's that lady. Like, we're like, yo, somehow.
Right? Internal crush.
She's just that. She's a force. And we know previously she had said no to the NFL to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show because of Colin Kaepernick, who obviously got blacklisted and sidelined when he took the knee.
Of course.
So, yeah, she's back.
It's things like that that make me love Rihanna.
Yeah, she cares about social.
Yes, social justices.
Being responsible socially, social justices, you know.
Yeah, man.
So shout out to her. But of course, we all know diapers and formulas won't buy themselves. So she has to get back to work ASAP. And she better
ASAP rock.
And she better rock.
You're clever.
Yeah, man. So yeah, can't wait. And also, her next album that many have titled R9 might not be a wild thought. So she may be dropping music as well. Only makes sense if she's back performing.
So. Yeah, I really hope so. She's got, I mean, look, the kind of music that she's made will last a lifetime, but if she goes back into studio, I can't wait. I really cannot wait. There's something about Rihanna's music that just sets the soul on liberation fire.
Yeah, there's a song.
Fantasy music. I love it.
Yeah, there's a song
it.
About the green bottle of whiskey. I love that one.
Yeah, that's
as well.
A very dope one. My favorite one of hers is We found Dove in a soapless place.
Oh, Love in a Hopeless. Yeah. Wow, Dove. And lastly, going to people who no longer make music. So Ice-T. Hey, Azawanta Basheta Bongamla. So Ice-T's wife, Coco Austin, right? Had a video that was going viral. She was bathing her 6-year-old child in the kitchen sink.
While the child was watching an iPad. Kid is there in the sink watching an iPad.
I would do that.
iPad in the sink.
In the kitchen sink, absolutely. I would do that. I've had moments when I brush my teeth in the kitchen sink. It's my house. It's my home with my kids.
But
it's our space, so we can do whatever in our space.
So I see he must go out in there.
Yes,
no, you'll definitely eat.
I was about to say that.
Because we clean the sink.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you mean?
Well,
some people wash their laundry in a bathtub and then you still go take a bath in the bathtub. I mean,
different.
Guys,
that's
you
what
wash. No. That's why we buy cleaning detergent. That's literally why we buy cleaning detergents, especially the strong ones that disinfect the spaces. Ah, no, guys, I'm sorry. Where there's a tap and there's water, we'll do something there. Sometimes you're running late and the toothbrush. I've got toothbrushes in every part of the house, even in the kitchen.
But I'm not done. They are dirty. Like, by Moshela.
Kids are not dirty. What do you mean?
They wear diapers which get changed.
Well, if the baby made a poop, you take them upstairs. But if the baby just needs a quick rinse, take them to the sink. I mean, it's your house.
And then
Nyagazi Kap
in that same
thing. Absolutely, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, Yo.
The water's pouring out, rinsing down the drain.
Take a moment to let that sink in.
Yeah, need a moment of silence, eh?
You need to let it sink in.
Oh.
Toothbrushes in the kitchen, that's me.
Word on the street.
On the street. On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag 959 Breakfast.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Guys, there's really nothing wrong with. Do whatever that you want to do is sink in, guys. Kezumtana, it's normal. Kezumtana sinkini. Ukeza ubuso. At times, if it's really necessary, no buso bako yapkeza lapo je. Half body. I remember I did that. Half body je. Keza sinkini lapa. It's closer to whatever that I might be doing, you know. I stay in one unit apartment, so sometimes the basin, Navavagashi, they're using it that side. I mean, I'll use this side. Come on, I've got friends over. It's quick access, so we'll use that. It's normal, guys.
Toothbrush, kitchen sink, yeah. Rinsing of faces and bodies in the kitchen sink. Yeah. Dineo. Awa. Yes. I can hear a resounding awa across the Kaya family. I know.
Listen,
no.
I can take the awa, right? That's your opinion and I respect that, right? But I don't, for me, I'm not going to judge myself harshly on how I utilize my home. So I want to ask you guys a question. Have you never been in a hotel that is not an apartment hotel, right? And they've got those glasses there and you take a glass or a mug there and you go rinse it in the bathroom sink in that hotel room where you actually would brush your teeth because you don't trust that
the bus.
Hold on. It is a sink where you have brushed your teeth. No, but still, I have a dishwasher in my house, right? I brush my teeth in my sink as per my needs at the time and access, like that Jen said, right? Mm. And I have literally rinsed a number of mugs in a hotel where that's all I have. And yes, you're saying it's a
situation. Can I tell you something?
There's no hygiene cross-pollination of nonsensical things that you've built in your head.
So
there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
I'll say it in vernacular. In your kitchen sink.
Yes.
And then later on.
Of which I have four.
Then later on, urinse ukeza spinach. This very same sink.
So why do I clean my house? What are your hygiene practices? Why must you be so disgusted at yourself? I know my hygiene practices.
Can we close this in one way?
It's a mental thing. I clean my house. But it's a mental thing. I know uti la indawo yokudla. La indawo yokeza.
To each their own.
Can I close this?
Yes.
This is why my mother says, "Usa jamiti nyaba
thotse no lenele snacks fela no le go go snacks fela
ni nabo ne ba zoluka sunlight
liquid
lana ngoba
listen, it's fine. I do it, you don't. There's nobody, it's not breaking anybody's bread. Thank you, it's fine. Some of us do it, some of us don't. It's cool. The world is a happy place.
Word on the street.
On the street. On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag 959 Breakfast. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.